You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
As always, we start off with how the markets have been moving throughout the day. I'm joined on the line by senior sales trader at Momentum Securities, Odwa Makhwenju, to take a look at the market movements. Good evening, Odwa. Lovely to catch up with you. Markets today not having the best day locally, but it also kind of feels like the Thursday trading day was a bit up and down no matter which market you really looked at.
Correct. Today it seems like the losers outweighed the winners, with the trade update from production update from Sasol, for example, that really pulled the market to the bottom side. And other winners didn't do too well, such as Richmond only going up 1.4%. And I think for me it's just people sitting on their hands to wait for the big anticipated moment, which is happening right now.
That big moment is Donald J. Trump is speaking at the moment in the United States. Do we have any idea about what he intended to communicate in terms of a message? I know he typically doesn't give anybody an agenda as to what he wants to talk about. Do we have an idea of what he's saying?
I think today is going to be just setting up the tone in terms of what's happening or what his vision is for the country. We've been waiting for tariffs, and the only thing we've managed to hear is 10% tariffs on China, 25% tariffs on the EU. His neighboring parties, Canada and Mexico. But in terms of what the specifics are, I think that's what we're going to be waiting for today.
Odwa, you mentioned China and the tariffs on China, but China's also been a bit of no man's land, so to speak. I mean, they've been throwing everything, including the kitchen sink, as you mentioned, at the markets, trying to stimulate their market. We got Chinese GDP data out that suggested that they actually did well last year, but seemingly that didn't seem to have a positive effect on sentiment.
The sentiment is very down right now in terms of the Chinese markets. And the issue is we never know what they're going to do. And this is kind of self-inflicted in terms of on their side. The property issue, the regulations they introduced, self-inflicted. And a lot of Chinese consumers were invested in property. And right now we are also seeing that the Chinese consumer is not participating as previously. We saw with Richmond's update that Chinese mainland China is not coming to, is not buying luxury goods as they usually do. We also saw that they have changed where they put placing their value, and they went into gold, hence the rally in gold last year. So the Chinese consumer is not coming to the party, and that's what's happening. So right now, also, as you said, with tariffs potentially coming about, that could go back and hurt China if the tariffs are too high. And that's why right now, as I said today, they are the state-owned companies stating that firstly, mutual funds must increase their holdings to at least 10% in the Chinese markets, and also 30% allocation from insurers must be invested in the Chinese market.
While we're looking at China, let's look at the commodity space. I mean, China's such a huge player in that space, at least from a demand perspective. We're seeing commodities prices kind of steady out and stabilize here. I'm looking at platinum and palladium, and palladium's finally back above $1,000 an ounce there, but obviously it's been kind of up and down with palladium and platinum. They've been struggling to kind of get a bit of momentum from that respect. Do you think that we could be in for a more bullish year just on the commodities front in general?
Yes, I do believe so, but it depends. A lot of factors. The stars have to align very perfectly. In terms of China, again, I think in terms of growth there, they might be looking at more software-based developments. However, there are many opportunities in infrastructure, as you mentioned in your intro, for example, in Africa and other places except for China. I think China might not be the target area for the commodities market to have a pool. And then in terms of other commodities, it all depends on which commodity you're looking at. With America's drill, baby, drill outlook right now, we could see a drop in oil prices. However, if you look on the other end, the uncertainty is definitely favorable for the gold price. Platinum, that's the unfortunate, and palladium, those are the unfortunate counterparts right now. because we're also seeing a move away from ICE vehicles.
Audra, what are you looking at for the new year? I mean, understanding that we've been through quite a bit in terms of markets over the last couple of years, and I mean, everything from the pandemic to everything that's happened since then, there's probably opportunity in a lot of different areas. But how do you approach a market like that where you kind of don't really know what to expect out of Donald Trump other than putting America first, but at the same time, markets like Europe are going into recession, markets like China are struggling along, South African markets are on the receiving end of all of these global sentiments. Where do you start to look for opportunity here?
For me, I think it's you start at volatility. Who benefits from the volatility? And those are platforms such as Interactive Brokers, Purple Group locally. I think the volatility is going to get a lot of people involved in the markets, either out of fear or out of excitement. Then you look at what markets are currently making waves. And as you say, unfortunately, you look at who's on the receiving end of other people's demise. In the UK and the European markets, we are seeing a decline in Mercedes-Benz, BMW sales, VW as well. And the winner, unfortunately, in that predicament is BYD. And so you're seeing how they're expanding across the emerging markets. And I think that's a great play on their front. And I think that's something to look at. Again, we all also in a digitizing market right now. And with digitizing, you want to see who's going to be beneficial on that front. Amazon, the Magnificent Seven are well aligned to benefit from that. And then lastly, one of my favorites is Autodesk. It's a software company where if you want to build something, you are going to touch that software. And that's another one I think is going to benefit at this moment.
So betting on the winners seems like that's the kind of year it's going to be, especially as the volatility kind of persists. Audra, before we wrap things up, I want to take a look at some of the local movements. We saw that financial stocks were down about 1.6%. We saw that industrials were kind of okay. Resources down more than 1%. And as you mentioned at the start of our chat, some of that was due to updates. We got that production update from Sasol. What's happening there? I mean, when I looked at the Sasol market, I remember I looked at it around 9 o'clock market open. The stock opened 5% down, and the market just didn't seem to like that update at all.
Yes, it was a very bad update, unfortunately. It's just showing that they are, in terms of production numbers, they are down across the board in terms of chemicals, in terms of fuel as well, fuel sales. And they had some issues in Secunda as well with a fire there, and also some bad coal with the coal mining operation. So operation challenges for Sasol is really hurting them right now, and that was what brought those the drop in the share price.
What about Supergroup? Did you get a chance to look at the Supergroup update? I know they gave us a SENS announcement as well from their perspective.
Yes, I did have managed to look at that. We saw revenue and operating profits down double digits, looking around 19% on the bottom end, stating going by each segment of the business. Supply chain, there was a delay, obviously, with the ports and the unrest in the Mozambique, so that hurt their supply chain business. Dealerships as well in South Africa and the UK. UK suffering from the slow growth with BMW, VW, etc. They weren't moving as many units on that front. In South Africa, Chinese motor vehicles coming into the market, sucking oxygen away from that market as well. However, what I did see as a positive on that front is the sale of the SG fleet. I think that definitely is going to help them in terms of their balance sheet and strengthening that on that front.
As you heard it, folks, Audra says bet on the winners if you can find them. The markets are certainly providing opportunities, and it's about identifying what those opportunities might look like. I think we'll leave the conversation there. Audra, thanks so much for the time and for the insights. Audra Makhwenchu, who is the senior sales trader at Momentum Securities, joining me to take a look at some of the market movements happening, some sentiment around the world, as well as some of the SENS announcements we got locally.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.